Hi, this is Trey Crooks, and you're now listening to Bad Advice, where we talk about gossip, love, sex, and social media. No filter, uncut, raw discussions, and sometimes some pretty bad advice. To be part of the discussion, please message badadvice1821@gmail.com.
More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
Hey everybody, this is Trey Crooks, and this is Bad Advice. I am here, and I'm queer, and I'm ready for this episode. Today, I have a special treat for you guys, my guest.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Saquon. I'm in the building, ready to get the shit started.
Ooh, you was ready for that one. So welcome back, everybody. Thank you for I guess listening again to my second episode. This has been the last episode I had was very unorganized. Now I have different and special segments for you guys. First segment will always be I Ain't One to Gossip, and this is about pop culture. So I got something for you.
Okay, what we got?
Did you watch the Britney Spears movie?
I refuse to watch that.
Why didn't you watch it?
Because I've never been a Britney Spears fan. She could never sing to me.
Okay.
The only song I like by her is I'm a Genie in the Bottle, that shit.
That is Christina Aguilera.
Oh, shit.
How dare you?
That just lets you know I'm not a fan. I thought that was... Wait, she did have a video when she had a snake around her neck.
That's not Genie in the Bottle. That's Slave for you.
Oh, I'm a Slave for You. That's the song. I'm a... Slay for you. Ooh. Yeah, I like that song. That's the only really Britney song that I ever like. She's a good performer. She's a horrible singer.
Yeah, she's terrible at singing. But I'm a big fan of Britney. I love Britney. I love me some Britney.
I mean, well, Britney is your age. You know, she's your age bracket.
Yeah, I grew up with Britney, actually. So, you know? I wasn't really expecting much out of that movie. The actress, her name is Natasha Bassett.
She's a white woman with the last name Bassett. She tried to steal Angela. Angela Bassett shine.
She can't because she was awful. She barely looked like Britney. She looked like Tinashe more than she looked like Britney.
So what you're trying to say? Tinashe could have pulled it off?
Tinashe actually could have been Britney a lot better than that girl was. And she's awful at dancing. She wasn't doing the Britney moves at all. I don't think Britney even signed off on this thing. I don't think they even had the rights. And because at the end they had like the little thing that said, some of the stuff were exaggerated to make a better story. And I'm like, look.
What was it on, Lifetime?
It was on Oxygen, I believe. Oxygen. Lifetime. I lied. It was on Lifetime.
Y'all know y'all cannot be believing these Lifetime biopics,
whatever they want
you
to
say
called.
Tomato, I say tomato. These Lifetime biopics. I mean, I think the best one, I like the Fantasia one from way back in the days. But all the other biopics be horrible. The Aaliyah biopic was horrible.
They did the same. I think that did the same because I didn't watch the Aaliyah one. I think they did the same thing for the Britney Spears one because they didn't play no songs that she had on there. They had like, it was like, oh, you're going to perform. I thought you were going to perform Womanizer because they did some random song that Britney Spears didn't do. And I thought you were going to do Womanizer. Oh, that's going to be later on tonight, blah, 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 for the awards, blah, blah, blah. Didn't do Womanizer at all. I was ready for it. But some of the things I was thinking about while I was watching it was, when did Jamie Lynn go get pregnant? I was waiting for that. Why did they shake Christina Aguilera? Because they was doing the Like a Virgin thing. And y'all know it was Britney, Christina, and Madonna. So Christina Aguilera looked like...
Didn't one of them kiss Madonna on
both
stage?
Both of them kissed Madonna. And like she made Britney Spears look like... Well, she made Christina Aguilera look like some hog, like Miss Piggy looking thing. It was bad. Like the actress who played her, sorry about it.
So you're saying the casting director did horrible?
You pretty much. Because Justin Timberlake was a caricature. I wish you heard him talk the whole time. He was like, what up, girl? How you doing? The whole time they were talking.
So she was a butch queen?
A whole butch queen.
Lord, the casting director that casted a butch queen.
To play Justin Timberlake.
Got him talking in the gay lingo.
it was really bad. Like, I thought it was a parody the first time I was watching it. And I was wondering why the white gays haven't rioted yet. Because this movie was terrible. It was.
Why y'all not standing terrible up for y'all girl?
That's... Pretty much.
Well, she kind of let them down when she shaved off her hair and went crazy.
Well, no, that's the best album she had. that Blackout album, when she shaved her head and started doing coke and that stuff, that was like the
but
best
album. That could have been the best album, but her as a person, she was going downhill.
People love Britney.
She only had one good year to live if she didn't get it together.
Speaking of the gays.
What happened with the gays?
So, hold on. I'm going to read it out. I'm going to read it to you. Because I should have wrote it down.
Well, how y'all feel about... Oh, let me not say that. I want to get nobody in trouble out there in the podcast world.
Don't get this podcast... No, okay, so pretty much Wednesday, y'all's president, Donald Trump. Yes.
That's what I was going to bring up while you was looking at that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to jump ahead.
Oh, no, bring it ahead. If you
go
have
ahead,
it,
you can start it off.
Okay, so let me read it to you guys. Alternative President Donald Trump's administration Wednesday revoked a landmark guidance to the public schools, letting transgender students use the bathrooms of their choice, reversing the signature of former President Barack Obama. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it is, me personally, I think it's a civil rights violation.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, there's no statistical data, proof, or facts that says trans people go into bathrooms and harm people. Mm. Okay? You're more than likely to get harmed in a bathroom by a cisgendered person before a trans person. These people are just trying to use the bathroom. They want to take a piss just like you want to take a piss. They're in there minding their business. Leave them alone. These students should be able to use the bathroom, okay? When you separate and say, oh, you got to use this bathroom over here, although you're giving them bathroom privileges, when you separate, it's sort of kind of sending a message that they're different in a sense of that they don't deserve the things that, you know, cisgender children, and cisgender is just biologically identifying with the sex you were assigned at birth. So when I use that term, cisgender, you know, cisgender children, I believe it sort of kind of gives them a way to tease and bully the trans kids. They already teased and bully enough. The suicide rate is extremely high amongst trans children and teens. And I think when you separate them, that's just another avenue for bullying, and I don't think it's right. They should be able to use the bathroom that they identify with.
Exactly. And one thing I hate is somebody jumping on a bandwagon when things are popular, just like Caitlyn Jenner.
What Caitlyn did?
Caitlyn posted a video, I believe it's today, posted a video about, I wish I had it right on me. I can look it on YouTube. But pretty much saying, you know, speaking out for the trans kids in the world now, you know, I now support you. And, you know, at the end, she was like, Donald Trump, from one Republican to another, call me. Like, girl.
Child, Caitlin, go jump in the lake.
Like, you wasn't doing anything. You wasn't supporting nobody. You didn't care about the whole Orlando thing. When gay people were allowed to get married, you were just like, oh, okay, if that's what they want. Like, sweet girl, like...
Well, I gotta defend her when it comes to that, though.
I understand sex and race are two different things. I do get it. But in the LGBT community...
Sex and race? What you mean by that?
Because people are now saying, like, oh, you can't... she's in the right because her sex... She just changed her sex.
Her sexual orientation has nothing to do with her gender identity.
That's it.
You know, so just because she's trans does not mean she likes men. It does not mean she agrees and or likes homosexuality.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know what man she slept with. You know what I'm saying? I know plenty of trans women who has never been with another man. I know trans women who date females. So that's a little different right there. But they did ask Donald Trump in an interview. They said if Caitlyn Jenner walked into Trump Tower for one of your establishments... and she wanted to use the women's restroom, would you allow her to? And he said, absolutely. So on one hand, he's saying, yes, she can. Then on the other hand, he's signing or revoking this order that was put out, or whatever the case may be. I think what y'all have to understand, and I'm not defending, what he, the 45th president?
Girl.
He number 45?
The second 44? One to be impeached.
Okay. I'm not defending him because I definitely didn't vote for him. However, y'all have to understand that the president really don't have no power. It's really other people behind this. You understand what I'm saying? He really don't have no power.
That he hired.
You know, that he hired. He knew what he was doing hiring that damn cabinet like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, now y'all got Betsy up in there. Betsy spoke out about it. She did speak out about it, about that, condemning it, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I know she said something in reference that it's not right.
It just bothers me because I see a lot of positive trends out there promoting the message and, you know, helping everybody every day. Laverne Cox, she's always doing something for trans kids. Everything. And now Caitlyn went and jump on it because now it's in style. It's cool. She can benefit off it. And it, like the recording, it was crazy because recording looked like it was from her kitchen. And like at the end, you can hear somebody breathing hard. So I'm assuming it's Chloe.
No. Not Chloe.
She's like, oh, okay. Like, it bothers me every time I hear it.
Well, you know, there's a, this whole thing may get overturned. You know, there's a transgendered man. Mm-hmm. He's a teenager, transgendered teenager. He is at his case is actually going to the Supreme Court. His name is Gavin Grimes.
Mm.
Make sure y'all look him up. Gavin Grimes is a 17-year-old senior in Gloucester County. Came out as transgender when he was a freshman in high school. The school principal allowed him to use the boys' bathroom until some parents complained, and the school board adopted a policy that required students to use the bathroom that corresponded with their biological sex or a separate single-stall restroom office. I do believe that Gavin is now graduated high school, but they started this case when he was in high school, and it is now going to the Supreme Court. So, shout-outs to Gavin Grimes. You know, because of him, this whole thing made, there's a chance that it will be federal law that you cannot do that. So
good.
That's good.
That is good. Let's go to a positive note. Are you excited?
About?
Cherish is coming back.
The group Cherish?
Yeah, the girl group. Cherish.
Hey,
bounce with it, drop with it, lean with it. That one.
No, I'm not excited.
Shawty's a killer. You know what I'm excited for Cherish to come out?
No.
Well, the funny thing, they are coming back. I think actually today they dropped a single or something like that. But the only people who are coming back is the twins.
So what are they just going to be? Cher? What happened to the I, the S, and the H?
I don't know. But the crazy part is, I'm like, aren't you all sisters? Like, how did you guys leave each other?
Yeah, the twins came back. I think the funniest thing is the post underneath it, though. Like, all the people are commenting underneath.
I'm not excited stressed. About that.
They look stressed. Have you seen a picture of them?
I really don't want to see a picture of them, but if you insist.
I want you to see this picture of Cherish. And it's crazy because it's just the two of them girls. And look at them.
Them girls look like they just got out of rehab.
Somebody said they look like they look unappreciated.
I really unappreciated.
They said they're looking stressed. It's not all five of them. I swear it was four of them, but whatever.
There's a whole bunch of them, actually. All of them wasn't in the
movie. Yeah, I think there was like a lot more sisters, but like the four that was, I guess, want to be famous. They look like they went to Cherish to Charity. I wish I said I'm here for it, but I'm not. I wish all four of the sisters came back, not just two.
I'm not here for none of them. The twins, the sisters, Solo.
I like them.
It don't matter. They're horrible.
They could. Yeah, they're pretty bad. So, Hurt Bay. Did you watch that video?
No, I didn't see Hurt Bay.
You didn't see Hurt Bay?
I don't do childish things, you guys.
Oh, you didn't
see Everybody needs to grow up.
Well, no, she was sitting there talking to her ex. About
that thing.
Yeah, Hurt Bay.
Oh, that miserable, low self-esteem ass girl.
Yes, her.
That boy didn't even look emotionally tied into that whole situation. She's sitting unbothered. There crying. And then he asked her the magic question. Why did you stay? And she gonna say, because I loved you. Girl, it's not because you did love him. You loved him more than you loved yourself. That's why you stayed. And it's about time that people start telling the truth. You only stay and put up with bullshit in a relationship when you love that person more than you love yourself and you cannot see yourself being with somebody else for whatever hookups and hangups that you may have. Trust me, I've been there and I've done it. And it won't happen again. How you doing?
Oh, that was everything. But I think the crazy part was when she was like, oh, did you cheat on me? He goes, yeah. How many times did you cheat on me?
Why does it even matter?
I don't remember.
I would have said the same thing.
And that shit was, it wasn't funny. I was kind of like, oh, girl, like, why'd you even ask that dumb question? You knew he cheated on you. And that's the reason why y'all broke up. Like,
and she's a beautiful girl. She's very well-spoken. She seems like she's very educated. She's going to make somebody a great wife one day. Mm-hmm. And he was an attractive man. I'm not going to sit here and try to play him out.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I think people need to understand that.
Let go.
Well, it is hard to let go, but everybody is not going to have that story, oh, we met when we were 18 and we together when we 54. You know, most people that meet when they're 18, they're not going to be together that long. You know, you're young. You're very, very young. And you boyfriends and girlfriends, but you live in a married life.
Mm.
And I tell my, like, people in my family and friends, young people that I know all the time, stop giving your boyfriend husband privileges. Stop giving your girlfriend wife privileges. If y'all boyfriend and girlfriend, act like it.
Right.
Act like, if y'all want to fuck, that's fine. Excuse me. I mean, to curse. Can I curse on the podcast?
Yeah, you can. That's okay. Cool.
Because y'all know this is my first one. If you want to have sex, go ahead. By all means, have sex. But don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted. 9 out of 10 times, this is not the man of your life and not the man of your dreams.
No.
And like I said the other week, let me tell you something. Ain't no man going to change unless he finds out or unless he believes that you're the one. Your tears is not going to change him. Counseling not going to change him. No, nothing you do is going to change this man. And don't get me wrong. He's going to feel bad when he do you dirty. All right? But he is not going to change. A man is only going to change when he feels like you are the one. Then he'll change for you.
Honestly, I just feel like she was just wanted closure. I don't, like, you know, you want to ask like those icky questions of like, so.
What closure?
Closure of like, now I can just.
So now you know you cheated on me with 10 people instead of one. That's going to make me feel better?
Yeah, she wants to turn herself, because she's obviously she's still kind of attracted to him. She wants to turn herself
off. She's still hurting.
Yeah, she wants to turn herself all the way off and be like, okay, well, you fucked these three strippers and blah, blah, blah. I'm glad I left you. I'm blah, blah, blah. That's how I would have thought of it. I would be like, okay, you fucked how many people? With what? Doing what? Okay, see, I can't even be with you anymore. I can't even think about being with you ever again.
But see,
I can't,
that don't make sense to me.
It does.
So now that we're having this closure conversation and I found out you fucked 20 people.
You're right.
Now in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I left. However, you didn't leave after the first time you found out that I fucked one person.
Exactly.
So I went out here in the street. I put my dick inside somebody else and came back home and put it in you. And you found out. And that wasn't, your own body wasn't even good enough for you to leave. But now that y'all officially broke up, now by you finding out exactly how many people he cheated with, that's going to make it better?
That's how she feels. It's going to make her feel better. That's how.
Darling, she need to reevaluate her life.
Leave Hurt Bay alone. She's going to land on
Hurt
her feet.
Hurt Bay, that's a cute name.
Hurt Bay, she has her hashtag. If you guys haven't seen the video, Hurt Bay.
And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Because I did this shit, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Because I did this shit, I was a hoe.
Now, to bad advice. The main segment, the second segment of the day. Friends with benefits.
Yes, God.
More benefits, less friends. Let's see. Have you had a... You want to explain what friends with benefits is?
So a friend with a benefit is a person that you're cool with. You don't necessarily have to be friends with them, but you're acquainted with them. You guys are cool. You don't really talk on the phone and things like that. You know, y'all just cordial, but y'all agreed to have sex with each other.
How I interpret friends with benefits is kind of like, you guys are cool friends. You know, you guys are great. You guys hang out sometimes. And then, you know, when everybody leaves from the party, you guys just have sex afterwards. And then, like, nothing else happens. Y'all go back and being friends again. I didn't think too much about it, but it was just something. Somebody who's close to you enough to have sex with that is mature enough to just let it just be sex. That is it.
Well, by virtue of your definition, I don't think I've ever had a friend with benefits.
Okay.
I have fuck buddies.
Okay. Is that a difference?
Yes, because the people that I fuck, and we agree we're not going to be in a relationship, you're not about to see us going to the movies together and hanging out and doing that type of stuff. See, that's when you get, that's when you fuck up the game.
When you go out and do
because
more
when you're spending intimate time and doing intimate things with each other, eventually somebody's going to catch feelings. And it's going to mess up the whole situation.
Would you suggest a friends with benefits kind of thing to a friend of yours? Like, if I'm, like, asking you, hey, what if me and so-and-so are now friends with benefits? Would you want to see one of your friends do that, or?
Well, I think every situation is different. I would ask some very pertinent questions like, okay, you guys have been friends for this long. All of a sudden, what brought this about? Because obviously, if me and somebody else have been friends for a long time and now we're thinking about being friends with benefits, that means I was, number one, either attracted to them from day one or they was attracted to me from day one. And I secretly just want a little bit more than sex from them, but I know how they are. And I'm just going to take what I can get out of the situation.
Are you in a friends with benefit kind of relationship right now?
No, I don't have. I have fuck buddies.
Fuck buddies. Okay.
Fuck buddies.
Have you been in a position that you are...
wanted to have a friend with benefits?
Well, not wanted, but have you been in a position to have friends with benefits? And it happened.
No. A friend with... No. I've been in situations where me and my friends have done some things and then we stopped it before it went too far.
Okay. Makes sense.
You know, getting drunk at my house, then one person drunk, then they want to jump on you and start making out with you and grabbing you and...
I feel like that's shame.
Touching them and they touching you. And yo. Then before you know it, you just like, you know what? Before I break your little heart, it's about time we go ahead and stop this.
He is shading me right now, y'all, on this damn podcast. One time. I'm asking, okay? Do you think they work all the time?
Sometimes.
Have you, like, seen, like, a friends with benefits that did work out into, like, they became an item, a relationship? Or it wasn't just the idol at the time, and then they get to better relationships after that. And both of them moved on.
So, I've never seen a friend with benefit situation turn into a real relationship.
Okay.
So, what I mean by it worked out sometime is they were friends with benefits for a long time, and both of them were very mature and mature enough and controlled their emotions that no one caught feelings, so it didn't have a messy ending. Mm. And if somebody did catch feelings, they were mature enough not to do anything egregious and mean or be mean-spirited when it didn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, what about fuck buddies? For fuck buddies, have you had one and then caught feelings afterwards?
A fuck buddy?
Yeah.
I've never had a fuck buddy that I've caught feelings for. Now, there have been times where I've had a fuck buddy and then something in the back of my mind was just like, damn, I wish we wouldn't have started out as fuck buddies because I do see you as somebody that I might be able to date. But because we started out as fuck buddies and I know you're fucking other people, I just put this blocker up like...
You couldn't date somebody that you've already been fucking?
Well, see, most fuck buddies, you're not the only fuck buddy.
Really?
Yes, Lord.
Wait, hold on. I thought the whole reason for, like, a fuck buddy is, like, it's just you two.
People say, tell you that just so they could get a fuck buddy. They is not only sleeping with you.
I am doing this all wrong in my gay life.
They is not trusting me, and not only sleeping with you. Because here's the thing. People, I think a lot of people, for me, I need more than sex. I like affection. Uh-huh. I like to be cuddled up and things like that. And I'm not doing that with my fuck buddies. I don't even talk to my fuck buddies throughout the day.
Okay.
It's very much, I speak to you Friday night, Saturday night. Yo, I send you that text. What you doing? They be like, nothing, chilling, WBU. Nothing, chilling, wanna come over? They be like, all right, let me take a shower. I be like, all right, text me when you're on your way. An hour later, they be like, I'm on my way. So I already know what it's given.
Oh.
You know, so we never really have time to develop something, an emotional, you know, connection.
After your fuck buddy, could you be friends again? And just
a fuck buddy I can be friends with.
Okay.
Cut the sex out. Yes, I could be cool with a fuck buddy. Like if we were in a situation to, you know, one day we were both at the same party and we just started talking and kikiing and it was like, oh shit, I see a side of you that I never seen before. You know, then and it turns into a friendship, I could definitely do that.
Friends with benefits, same thing? Or
no, because see, I think friends with benefits, you're friends. Like friends do intimate things with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and you do intimate things with each other.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, we'll be in here on the couch watching a movie. We ain't cut it up, but we'll be on the couch watching a movie. I always invite you to my house. I've cooked dinner for you. You bought me pizza tonight. You understand what I'm saying?
I bought pizza tonight, y'all. I'm cooking.
So I like Trey as a friend. If we start having sex, you see, how Rihanna said, sex with me so amazing. I'm gonna give Trey this work.
Here we go.
And then he's gonna be like, oh my God. Not only is Saquon a nice person, a cool person
so
to be around.
Dreamy.
But oh my God, he's so charismatic and charming and he fucks me like no other.
Oh my God.
You know, I might wanna see where this can go. And oh, I might not be on that page. Mm-mm, I ain't got time for all that.
Well, you heard it first, y'all. I just honestly think friends with benefits. I want more of the benefit than the friendship.
So you want a fuck buddy. You don't want a friend with benefits.
That's true. But, you know, I feel like fuck buddy is such a cold term, though.
No, it's
like, you know, I'm calling you like, hey, you come, like you said, you're coming over. Yeah, cool. I just know we're going to be fucking.
Yes, absolutely.
Friends with benefits, you know, you come over and we can chit chat for like a little bit and then we can fuck. And then after that, go home.
Oh, I do that with my fuck buddies. We don't fuck as soon as they walk through the door. We have a little conversation, let them get a cocktail or
two.
Well,
that's how I put those two together, like fuck buddies and friends with benefits. Fuck buddies, I have no worries for you. It's come over, blah, blah, blah. Let's just come over.
And you already in the room naked, ass up.
Why are you saying that? I'm just this big bottom. But sure, I guess.
Because if y'all ever see Trey, he looks like a bottom. No shade. Trey is the epitome of the stereotypical bottom.
How? Yup. Y'all got my Instagram or whatever.
As long as y'all know, that's an illusion. Because friends with benefits, you do things together.
Yeah.
Like you would go to Busch Gardens with your friend with benefit.
Yeah.
Y'all going to be walking around, getting on roller coasters together.
Having a good old
having
time.
Having a good time, playing the games together.
And afterwards, we could just have sex. I think that'd be fine. Honestly, I think people nowadays, especially this generation, should just go for it. If you have a friend that you're not really that good friends with, but you kind of want to get to know more and fuck, do it. You might as well.
So what you just did was you was in a relationship for a day.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like friends with benefits.
It because comes enough, the baggage of like, what are you doing now? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah.
In the beginning, it don't. But when someone catches feelings, because you spend a lot of time with each other, you can't help but to catch feelings.
I've been in
a position. And then on top of that, you're having sex. You're sharing your body. Somebody's giving you their body. Feelings are going to be caught. And then what happens when you're not ready to go there? And you just want to keep it the same. Now they mad. Bitch, we've been going to Busch Gardens. We've been going to Red Lobster. We went to Miami together.
I will be
we
petty.
Having sex. Da, da, da. Now you telling me that you don't want to have sex with me no more?
It's
that means emotions were caught. Call you. I tell you what.
Do it.
All y'all listeners. If you have a friend with benefits, right? Call them and tell them tonight you don't want the benefits no more. And see their reaction. If they get upset or act nonchalant about the situation or send you a crazy text or something, that means they were emotionally invested in the situation.
Try it, y'all.
Try it.
I'm about to do it for a couple of people. Mm-hmm.
Drop the friends with benefits and get the fuck. Oh, so you got multiple friends.
No, I'm just saying.
I heard it out his
no,
own mouth.
No, I was just saying. Like
you said, I'm about to do it with a couple
no, because you said fuck buddies don't have one fuck buddy.
They don't.
I'm playing the game wrong, apparently. Because when I'm like, when I have like.
So
just
you have
like
a fuck
person,
buddy right now?
No.
When the last time you had a fuck buddy?
A month ago. Yeah.
So what's this month we in?
This February? Is February. So
like January 20 something you had a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
And how long was y'all fuck buddies?
Like 2 weeks.
That's not. Y'all had a little fling.
That was it. It was it. For 2 weeks. And like we still communicate.
So
but
from mid-January to the end of January, you had a consistent fuck buddy.
Yeah.
So all y'all listeners, if you was dealing with Trey between those time frames and you knew you wasn't his fuck buddy because you only got him once and it was between those times, understand that he was sleeping with multiple people.
Apparently.
If you done got up in these yams or he done got up in your yams.
I'm not worried. My track record's clean so far.
Now, Trey, you're going to sit here and tell that bald-faced lie your track record is clean.
We ain't even talking about me right now.
Oh. I can't wait till we get to the messy moments segment because I got a messy moment for y'all.
Anyway, so like I was saying.
Sleep on this couch of people sleeping.
We won't be talking about that. I will edit that part out.
Don't edit it. Give it to the people.
So I'm trying to. Okay, so. Back in my train of thought, because I'm kind of high.
And
kinda. Bitch to smoke a whole blunt of some sour.
Okay. I've been to that position of having a fuck buddy and my feelings got caught. And I was
and being you gagged.
Real, yeah, I was being real petty afterwards and it sucked. It sucked so bad.
Who was your fuck buddy?
I'm not giving names, but let's just say that
he lived here in Tampa?
Yes.
Okay. From Tampa?
No. He moved.
How long ago did this happen?
A long time ago.
Well, you haven't been in Tampa that long.
It's been almost a year. It's been a year and a half.
How long have you been in Tampa?
A year and a half.
And you and his fuck buddy was together when you first got here?
Maybe round a half, yeah.
Okay, so about 6 months into your time here.
I ain't giving you nothing. So yeah, pretty much I was on that end and I'm like,
Well, what was it? Was it that he was really attractive?
Yeah.
Was he light skin or dark skin?
He was brown. Light skin.
Light skin? He had a nice body or
nice body. He had
cakes.
Yes. Everything about this man physically
was big dick or a little
was
bit.
Was perfect.
Or gentleman's piece.
You can have to explain gentleman's piece. And yes, gentleman's piece. Because it wasn't big and it wasn't small. So it was like very respectable.
Yeah, that's a gentleman's piece.
Gentleman's piece.
So I got a question. And the viewers, I want y'all to hear this. Were you the top or the bottom? What were you doing the majority of the time y'all was sleeping together?
We were oral.
Oh, so y'all never fucked each other?
No.
You was just sucking his dick and you caught feelings?
He was doing
more. Oh my God. This bitch in here snorting like a pig. You God. Suck a dick, you caught feelings.
Yes.
How you catch feelings off a sucking dick?
Because I loved it. No. No, he was cool. No, it was cool, but...
No.
He was cool. It was other things besides that.
So let me tell y'all what it was. Because he didn't say the boy was his friend with benefits. He said this was my fuck buddy. What it was is this boy was so fucking fine that Trey got infatuated with him.
I did. No, I did.
Trey wasn't in love. Trey didn't like him like that. Trey got infatuated.
Yeah, I was not in love.
Because this boy was a 10. This boy was a dime.
He was fine.
He was fine. Ooh, and so it was infatuation.
Neck tattoo.
And that's why Trey got in his feelings. It wasn't that he was all into the boy and wanted to be in a relationship. Because once he came to his senses.
Well, we went out to we did intimate things too as well. That's why I'm like, that's why I was led on, I felt like. But
no, you didn't give him no ass. What you thought he was going to keep sucking your dick?
Well, I didn't want to just abruptly just have, I don't know.
You should have went in that bathroom, dissed your ass out.
Okay. Okay. But I was in that position at one point. But I was on the other side of just having a fuck buddy.
And they caught feelings.
And they caught feelings. And it was an awkward moment because I've been on that side. And I don't know what to do. I know what to do on that side. And you know what I did? I played the fuck boy card and I just ignored him.
So was you fucking him?
Yeah.
You see, it's always typically 9 out of 10 times. It's the bottom. That catch the feelings. So if with this dude that you was infatuated, right?
Uh huh.
If it came down to penetration,
mm-hmm.
What do you think? What did you see yourself being most of in that situation?
Whatever he did not want to do.
You see.
And if he wanted to top, I would have bottomed. If he wanted to bottom, I would have topped. It didn't matter because I was, infatuated with him. From the get go, obviously from his looks, I was like, oh well, I'm gonna make myself like him because. He is this fine. And actually, it was very easy.
And you was lonely during that time.
Oh, very lonely. Oh, and I was depressed, too.
Because y'all call me Ianla. I'm trying to fix his life.
But, you know, I now I understand of this whole fuck buddy and friends with benefits kind of thing. I know between the two. I know how to not have my feelings for somebody while I'm having sex with them or messing around with them. I know how to move that. I'm not 100% at it. But I know how to. So, learning. I'm
progress.
I'm a learning gay, y'all. Don't worry.
This bitch is an experienced gay.
I'm new to this.
Bitch been sucking dick since he was 15. It's about he learning. But you ain't learning how to deep.
Okay.
If I want to fuck him, gonna fuck him. But if he ain't got a buck, I won't cuff him. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Wanted double D, so he stuffed him. Back to the point. Is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably stick the stats in your face. Turn around. Then he asked about the taste. He fell in love like the passion of Drake.
Now, messy moment.
Did that you sound like a ring announcer.
That's my Christina Aguilera voice. Like, you know, I want to thank you for giving me time to breathe.
Let her go.
So this segment right here, we're going to talk about some messy moments that we have. Like, Saquon, give us what you got on.
What do I have on?
Yes. What is this ensemble?
My ensemble is some black ankle Nike socks.
Ooh.
With my workout shorts and a black workout shorts and a black tee.
Look at you. Where'd you come from?
Oh, I was in the, I went to the spa. I got a Moroccan bath.
Ooh.
After my Moroccan bath, they put like this mud stuff from the Dead Sea on me, and then they put me in a sauna for 20 minutes. After that, they exfoliated my body with some type of scrub thing. Then after that, I got a full body massage. Ooh, look at the text message just came across our phone.
What happened?
So, we on messy moments, so I'm about to be messy.
Do it.
A mutual friend of ours just sent us a message. It's a link with this stripper that lives in Orlando, Florida.
Ugh, why are you gotta
keep having sex?
Oh my God.
Eating ass and everything.
But that's his boyfriend.
Oh, they boyfriends and they do porn?
Oh, no, that's not his boyfriend. No, that's not his boyfriend.
He got that white bird all up in his black mouth.
Stop! Oh my God.
He eating them white cakes, baby.
Why is this a gift? Those
little Debbie cakes. Oh my God. Them little Debbies. Baby, if y'all could see what we could see.
You know what? I don't know who this white boy is.
Tell our friend that this video came in perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Apparently. That, oh.
They got me wanting to
not subscribe.
Okay. You get 5 previews. Let me see what's going on here. Oh, shit. I wanted to see the one I clicked on. Oh, I want to see over there.
Not these white boys.
Ew. They are so nasty.
Why are you watching this boy?
Oh, look. He on a swing. Oh. Here you go.
Oh, fuck.
There he go on a swing. So, one thing I like about white porn
because is... Because good storyline. I love their storyline. The black
porn, you click on it, they fucking... They playing Frisbee.
Oh, it's like him and his boy.
And you know...
Oh, wait. Hold on. Is that his boyfriend? That's not his boyfriend. That's not his boyfriend.
The black gay national anthem is some all red sneakers. And that's what he got on.
Oh, look at that penis.
See, he got a... He's slurping up his ass crack like that.
I'm going to send it to him like, so...
Yeah, look at him sucking that bird.
Why are we watching?
He's licking his nuts now.
Oh, my God.
Who knows? We sorry, y'all. Back to messy moments.
That was messy as fuck.
Orlando strippers and porn stars. Hashtag Orlando porn stars.
That is... Ooh. Oh, okay. So, back to the first episode. I found out it was my bank playing a joke. I mean, I got my money, y'all. My bank was playing a joke. And another thing...
The bank won't play no damn joke.
So today, I get a text message from a guy.
This messy moments?
This is a messy moment. I get a text message from a guy. Remember the time that I told you about the guy with the kid and how we don't talk no more because he said his friend...
With the dogs. The pugs.
He lived next door to the pug farm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Y'all. Mm. So...
You talk about that night when you drove a whole 2 hours to go see him?
I didn't go see him. But he had the pug farm. I told you I was here. I was doing that video and I stayed here. And I wanted to finish that.
No.
Farm. I told you that.
Your lies not adding up.
What are you talking about? I told you that.
You drove a whole hour and a half.
No, I told you I stayed because I wanted to finish my video.
He ditched me to drive an hour and a half to go see a pug farm.
First of all, I even came over that weekend. Y'all
believe what y'all want.
So you can help me record my video. So.
Yeah, that was the next day.
Exactly. I was going to stay that weekend.
You wanted to go get that ping that night.
I did not. I actually did not. I stayed and finished my a couple of videos and stuff.
What he did?
So his whole thing was, I was apparently on Jack talking to other dudes, like his friends and stuff like that, talking about, I want to go and smoke and hang out. And he knows what that means, meaning fuck or whatever. This and that. So we stopped talking or whatever. But we went, before we stopped talking, we went on like a little second date. Actually, technically the first fucking date. To the hospital to see one of his friends. I didn't know the hospital was across the street from this damn apartment. So we went over there and
met up with his friend. His friend looked kind of familiar, but I didn't really recognize him or whatever. So apparently when I left, they were talking, saying that he knew me and I've been trying to hang out with him and womp, 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 and this, and a third. So the guy gets mad and he stops talking to me, womp, whatever, I don't care. But the dude messaged me today on Grindr, the dude that we saw in the hospital, and was just like, hey, I think we should be friends, blah, blah, blah. So I ignored like the first three messages he sent me or whatever. And then like he just kept sending messages. So I messaged him back and I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be friends with you because you friends with so-and-so, I'm not going to say his name. And
I dare you to say his name.
No, y'all was talking shit and blah, blah, blah. And that's not third. Messy part about it, he was talking shit about him. And I don't think he wanted me to let him know. So I let it all fly out. And he goes, man, this is the third time that, you know, something like this happened. We stopped talking and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, plus he says that every time he has a new guy come over, you always try to talk to him and blah, 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 and try to fuck him. And he's like, did he really say that? I was like, yep. And he was like, and what? And I blocked him. So hopefully he go message his friend and cuss him out as I get a text message 3 hours later talking about, look, I don't know what you fuck you talking about, blah, blah, blah. I'm waiting for this nigga to text me because I ain't going to answer it. Because
this Black History Month, do not say the N-word.
I mean, this light-skinned man actually that messaged me so I can ignore it. But that's one of my messy moments. You got a messy moment?
Messy moment. Oh, my God. Can I say names?
Sure, if you want to.
Am I going to get sued?
No, as long as you don't say, like, you want to murder somebody.
Nah, I ain't going to do that. Mm. So there's this guy named Jason. Mm. Was living like not too far, like, you know, like a mile away from me. I'm dealing with this dude. This dude spend nights at my house. We go out for his birthday, all types of stuff, right? Next thing you know, I get a text from his phone. I'm going to go find a damn text message. I get a text from his phone talk about something. Don't call this number. Don't contact it no more. Oh, yeah, this is his boyfriend, by the way, named Ty. Ugh. In my mind, I'm like, what? So I immediately call the number. Nobody picks up. So then I start getting text messages from another number saying, leave my dude alone and all this other stuff. Like, really going off on me. And I'm like, yo, your dude, I met on Jacked, number one. That's number one. Number two, where were you at when he was spending the night at my house? Since you want to call my phone and be disrespectful and text me and be disrespectful. Where was you at all the times we went out in public? Where were you? So I went home to New York. So I'm in Brooklyn. I get this call Thursday night. He going to call me, talk about something. So I'm just going to say this. I got a boyfriend, so please don't call or text. And I'm like, why are you making it seem like I'm the one harassing you and trying to get you? You pursued me. You said you didn't have no boyfriend. And why is your boyfriend texting my damn phone? Oh, I apologize about that. It was a real messy situation. But if I ever see them, I'm knocking them.
I just want to see you in public. I feel like I know who you're talking. I know you sent me a picture, but you didn't send me a picture of the boyfriend.
Because I don't know what the boyfriend looked like.
Oh, so messy moment. Another one.
I got one for y'all, too. No shade.
After I posted that video of me dancing on that car, I got like a couple of guys in my inbox and my DMs or whatever. But the crazy part is, like, I know each and every one of their boyfriends. And like the things they were saying, I'm like, come on now. Like, if I was back when I was 21, maybe I would have jumped on it. But y'all, stay faithful.
Child, messy moment. I'm sitting over here going through trait inbox.
Give me this.
Messy moment. So, I'm spending the night at a friend's house, right? I'm knocked out on the couch. So, I hear somebody tapping on the door but don't want to knock too hard. So, apparently, my friend must have told them, hey, my friend is here on the couch, so don't knock on the door too hard. I don't want him to know you're coming. But I heard these taps. So mind you, my friend got a one-bedroom apartment. Mm. I heard these taps. So I'm like, who the fuck is knocking at this door? So before I know it, my friend room door busts open. And he come tippy-toeing to the front door. So I threw the blankets over me, acting like I was asleep, right? So then, apparently he let the dude in. I didn't see the dude when he was coming in. So they go in the room in the back. And I'm like, oh, my friend back there about to get wore out. So this is like 11, 12 o'clock at night. So I went ahead and fell asleep for real, for real. So I heard my friend's doorknob wiggling around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Here we go.
The doorknob was just moving. So I'm like, why is this room door doing that? Is that man still in there? So bitch, I said, I'm about to spook tea since they about to come out. So I made a little hole in a blanket over my eyes so I could see. But they thought I was asleep. And out comes this 6'6" figure looking like a straight up thug. Tippy-toeing out the room. My friend tippy-toeing behind him. Opening up the door, trying to be all quiet. Let the boy out and close the door and try to sneak back to the room. Baby, as soon as he came past that couch, I revealed to myself. I said, bitch, I caught you. Now, who was that man? The girls be having dates and booty calls while you sleeping and trying to sneak them in and out.
I can explain, y'all. So
now you just told on yourself.
I don't care. I don't care.
Baby, so, I should have seen him tippy-toe and try to creep out the house.
So let me tell you, that was one of my fuck buddies.
When did you have that fuck buddy? From what
I'm not letting you know anything else.
Why can't I get the dates?
Because it was back then. It was
December. Back in January?
December?
December to...
To like... I'm not telling you anything
okay,
else.
Okay, so earlier, if you remember...
It was...
He done got infatuated with this one fuck buddy he had back in January of this year.
Now, oh,
this
no, no,
one
no,
he was... had back in... You see?
No.
Multiple
the,
people.
No, the...
You a whore.
The fuck buddy I was infatuated was like... 6 months when I was here. You said it was this month, this year. No.
Whatever.
Yeah, y'all. But yeah, no, he was not just a fuck buddy. Well, friends with benefits, pretty much. We were friends with benefits. And it was great. We had a good time. He came over. He wanted to hang out because I came back from, I think, South Carolina or something like that. And he didn't see me. So he wanted to hang out. So I was like, come over. And we were just laying in bed, and we fell asleep. Woke up at 5 because I had to get to work. Nothing happened. Like I wish I could be like, oh, yeah, we was fucking. But no, he went to sleep. So we woke up. I escorted him out. I don't think I was trying to be quiet. I was actually trying to be quiet because you were asleep. But...
So you thought I was asleep.
Yeah, until I closed that door, and you scared the shit out of me. But whatever. Any more messy moments?
No, that's it. I'm going to save the rest of my messy moments for next time.
Ooh, good.
I hope you guys enjoyed me.
Saquon.
Yes.
It was great having you.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks for the invite. I hope I get a return invite.
Of course. I love that you are here, and I'm happy to see you almost every weekend.
Almost. Unless you're out thotting.
You know, because apparently I do that. Where can they find you, Saquon? Where can they find you?
All right, people. You guys can find me on Facebook at Saquon Augusto. That's S-A-Y-Q-U-A-N. Last name Augusto, A-G-U-S-T-O. You can find me on Instagram at Saquon _ Augusto.
Augusto.
All right. Spelled the same. Saquon _ Augusto. You can find me on Twitter at Saquon 718. All right. Saquan 718 on Twitter. You can find me on Snapchat at, bear with me, darlings.
Come on, Snap.
Say _ Gotti. All right. Oh. Snapchat is Say_Gotti. Say_Gotti. And that's about it. I hope you guys follow and enjoy. You can also go add yourself to my Facebook group.
I was just about to say that too.
Yes, go add yourself to my Facebook group. The name of my group is Pound Talk with Say. That's the name of the group, Pound Talk with Say. And in this group, we do live videos, we have conversations, we have our Sex with Say segment, and we talk about all types of other stuff like that. So if you can't find my group, just inbox me on Facebook or send me a friend's request, and I'll make sure I add you. All right?
It's very interesting, guys. Definitely. And I feel like, how long have we known each other?
Officially or unofficially?
Officially.
Okay. There's a story here, darlings. Unofficially, 2010. No.
It was
when 11. You graduated.
It was 2010 I graduated.
Okay, so 2000, what month?
In from basic was
don't
like,
see
October.
I can, so yeah, probably beginning of early 2011.
Okay.
Early 2011 is when we officially met and became friends.
True. I would.
Now, when I first seen them,
I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, and they don't want to hear it either. So
I ain't gonna tell y'all. I come spook this tea.
Well, if you guys subscribe, you guys can hear more of Saquon.
I will be starting my podcast soon.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. We'll plug it in here as well, mm-hmm. and Trey will be a guest on my show.
I can't wait. Actually, I feel like this is probably your podcast right now because you took it by storm.
I did not. You took the lead on everything.
But I appreciate you coming.
Thank you. Y'all see how he kicking me out?
Bye, girl.
That's why I'm eating some more of this pizza over here.
Bye.
From Howie's.
Hungry Howie's.
Hungry Howie's. This bitch, I'm thinking some. We getting Papa John's.
But did he eat it?
This bitch ordered pizza from Who ever heard of Hungry Howie's?
Well, he has
but
now.
But this damn pizza was good, and I'm about to give me another slice. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye, y'all.
This is for all my hoes. All my gold-digging hoes.
More of the story. My bad advice to all my listeners is it's okay to have friends that sometimes give you some benefits, but just don't be the one to catch feelings, y'all. Don't be the first one. Always keep it friends with benefits. Keep your feelings on the side. Have fun. Be more benefits than friends, y'all. And that's it.
And give the people your jacks.
Yeah, contrary, I'm the blonde bomb scare. I'm rare on top, got a lot, kind of near true.